This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday dissolved the influential war cabinet that has overseen the fighting in Gaza. The move comes days after a key member of the body bolted from the government over frustration with the Israeli leader's handling of the war. The change was widely expected following the departure earlier this month of Benny Gantz, a centrist former military chief. Protests in Turkey are growing over Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel that have continued to pass through a Turkish port, despite President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent announcement of a trade embargo against Israel because of its offensive in Gaza. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Protesters have been targeting Azerbaijan's supply of oil to Israel through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. Azerbaijan, a close ally of Israel, meets about 40% of Israeli oil needs, a trade that appears unaffected by Israel's war on Hamas. With protests in Turkey against Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel continuing, police are stepping up arrests against organizers, prompting more protests, which analysts say further undermine Erdogan's claim of being at the forefront of confronting Israel. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A U.S. special envoy on Monday visited Jerusalem seeking to calm the situation on the disputed border with Lebanon, where Israel said tensions with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia were bringing the region close to a wider conflict. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
They have been, of course, conducting strikes across that border. The Israelis have been defending themselves against that. We don't want to see escalation. We don't want to see a